In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Does prayer even work? We're going to continue to answer that question today, a question that was posed to me not so very long ago. I also want to note that we're talking about a specific type of prayer here, the type of asking, of petitioning God for something. Last week concluded that prayer does not work insofar as we tell God what he already knows and then tell him what to do about it. Is your prayer rooted in trying to get God to do your will? If so, I think you will find yourself frustrated. One type of prayer we tend to offer frequently is asking God to change or adjust life's circumstances. From the mundane, Lord, please let the weather be good for our picnic this weekend, to the more serious, I or my loved one is sick. Please heal me. Please heal them. I have lost my job. Please help me find another one. There's nothing wrong with asking. There's nothing wrong at all with asking for God to bless us. Sometimes God's will is to include and to bless our prayer in the mysteries of life's path. Certainly, we can ask. I just believe that asking God to alter life's circumstances is something you do briefly, then you pray your will be done, and then you move on to more beneficial prayer, lest you find your prayers becoming self-serving. I just finished reading a wonderful book called Cold Sassy Tree by Olive Burns. It's a story from a small town in Georgia, narrated by a 14-year-old boy named Will Tweedy. Now, early in the book, he asks his grandpa a question. What does it mean that if we pray in Jesus' name, you'll get it? He tells his grandpa, I once prayed for $1 million, and it didn't work. One of the storylines in the book is Will Tweedy trying to figure out what it means to pray in Jesus' name. And as the joys and the tragedies of the story unfold of this and befall this family, little Will Tweedy eventually comes to the conclusion that the Lord's promise means spiritual things, not material things. Pray for physical healing, you may get it, you may not. Pray for comfort, pray for hope, pray for courage, pray for joy, pray for forgiveness. You'll always get that, because those are the things that we pray in Jesus' name, because that's what his name stands for. Now, it's interesting to note Olive Burns, the author, was dying of cancer when she wrote that book. And so you can see her own struggle in Will Tweedy's question. You can see her struggle. Obviously, both she and her loved ones were praying for her healing, and they didn't get it. They didn't get that healing. But when she prayed for strength, when she prayed for faith, when she prayed for inspiration, she got more than she could have imagined. Did you ever notice in liturgy, when we pray for physical things, seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, travelers, people who are sick or under affliction, our prayer is just, Lord, have mercy. We don't tell God what to do about those things. But when we pray for spiritual things, a holy and sinless day, an angel of peace, pardon and remission of our sins, things that are good and profitable for our souls, then we pray, granted, O Lord. We actually specifically pray for those things. Physical things, we tend to pray just, Lord, have mercy. Spiritual things, grant this. That distinction is not by accident. I think first it shows there's nothing wrong with praying for physical things. Just be sure we're submitting those prayers to the will and mercy of God, and then moving on to the spiritual. The prayer that is always answered is the prayer for spiritual things. In the epistle we read today, Paul talks about a time he prayed deeply. He tells of a thorn in his flesh. We don't get to find out what that thorn was, whether it was a physical ailment, whether it was persecution, whether it was suffering from internal anxiety or depression. We don't know what it was. But he says three times he pleaded, that's his word, pleaded with God to take that away from him. Now this Paul is the same man who raised the dead and who healed the sick. But about this affliction, about this thorn, when he pleaded three times, all three times God said no. And then God said, "My grace is sufficient for you. In fact, my strength is made perfect in your weakness." In other words, even when I don't bend life circumstances the way you want them to, I will never stop showering you with grace and strength. And that's where the focus of our prayer should be. Many of you know that on the morning of June 26th, I woke up blind in my left eye. I could see light, but no color and no shapes. Went to the eye doctor and they said it was a blocked retina vein, which had swollen and left me legally blind. Looked up what the treatment was for that. Now, for those who know me well, know that I am terribly squeamish about things to do with the eyes. I don't wear contact lenses because I can't imagine touching my eye. I actually once passed out at the eye doctor during a glaucoma test, literally fainted, and took him 5 minutes to revive me. The treatment for a blocked retina vein is an injection in the eye 6 times monthly. It was terrifying. So I prayed not only 3 times, but probably 40 times, "God, can't you just fix it? Can't you just fix it?" And all 40 times he said, "No." So then I changed my prayer. "God, I'm going to need some courage to do this." And he said, "Yes," immediately. And he gave me family and friends that were very helpful in that. And that's where the prayer was answered. You know, the disciples in the gospel reading are caught in a storm. Jesus is sleeping on the stern. And the disciples say, "Hey, why don't you save us? Don't you know we're perishing?" You know, life can seem like that sometimes. Storms are everywhere and God seems to be asleep. All the disciples saw was the storm. Not one of them seems calm and says, "Don't worry, he's with us. He's here with us." Jesus says to them, "Why are you afraid? Just because I'm quiet doesn't mean I'm not here." The kind of asking prayer that always works is the kind that asks for strength and grace of God. Don't just ask God to keep you from the storm. Ask for his power and his peace in his name, and it will be given to you right in the middle of the storm. Don't just ask for the thorn in your flesh to be removed. Ask for his grace and strength in his name, and it will be given to you and then some. Don't just ask for racism and sexism and injustice in our society to disappear. Ask for the courage and wisdom in his name for what you can do to help move this mountain, and that mountain just might start to move. Don't just ask for blindness or cancer to be healed. Ask for the grace and inspiration and faith in his name, and just see the light that comes to your soul and to those around you. Does prayer even work? Well, when prayer is rooted in the will of God, when prayer is rooted in the name of Jesus Christ and what his name actually stands for, when prayer is rooted and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, that prayer always works. And that prayer will never let you down. Amen. Amen.